That's Kelly Wilson. She and Ashley Blevins and Kelly Benson are three of the artists included in What's Left. The goal of the exhibit is to depict hope and the emotions of those who have lost loved ones to suicide. How has mental illness and suicide been involved in your life?
Well, me personally in my life, I haven't faced any of those problems, and I don't have any close family who has. But I know many people I know as friends, people I've just met, they all have faced something where they were challenged with either mental illness or their family. It's all around. Once you get talking about it, you become more aware of how frequent it is in the community you're in and how so many people are faced with it. But most of the time it's not really talked about because it's a subject most people don't talk about.
I've definitely experienced both of those in my life, more so the mental illnesses. I've been on both sides. I would say that mental illness is something that a lot of people are almost embarrassed to even talk about, because when they have it, when they truly have it, not just saying they do for attention, when they truly have it, they don't want to go to people and they don't want to say, okay, this is what I have, because they're so afraid of being denied or being rejected. You know, they want whatever they can have in their life. They want that support, and they're afraid that if they go to someone, that they might be like, oh, you're just overthinking this. There's no such thing as depression. There's no such thing as, like, you're just crazy if you want to kill yourself. There's just be happy. And most people don't understand that it's way, way more complicated than that. And it's almost like you have to personally experience it or see it from a person who's really close to you, family member, friend, anything, for you to like really understand what it is to go through some traumatic experience like that.
This past year, I actually went to a conference or a youth summit in the cities that was about suicide prevention. So it was like a group of maybe 100 kids that are in some way affected by it or wanted to learn about it. It was a voluntary thing. It was not required. And just to learn about it, just to meet other people that have been affected by the subject, was really interesting. It's something that people should be learning about, should be talking about, because you need to know what to do if someone comes to you with that information, or if you experience it yourself and you don't know what to do, then the consequences can sometimes be very upsetting.
You know, as a parent losing a child, I have a lot of guilt, and one of the things I'm really upset with myself is that I didn't know more about it. And you said, you know, moms and dads may say, well, just go to the movie and have fun with your friends and things will get better. They have no idea what depression is like. And through the interviews that I have done with some younger girls, is having them explain to me the depths of depression, and it educated me. I mean, I didn't know. How are you to know if you've not experienced it yourself? But having someone tell you what it's like and how difficult it is, you know, it makes you understand the depths of it. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to educate people on these issues so that, especially kids your age, man, I know it's all cliques and it's pressure. Everybody wants to be good and cool and smart, but it's not the way it is. We need to make those changes, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. Can art influence people?
I believe so. I think it gives another view inside the world, inside somebody's mind. So with just that, somebody can be influenced, or somebody can see inspiration in that, and it might influence them in what they do.
I definitely think so, too. I think for some people, it's hard to look in another person's perspective, or, you know, put someone else's shoes on. And I think art really, really helps with that. They might look at an art piece and it might be just completely just exposed, like they just put everything into that art piece, and you look at it and you can just tell it's powerful, like just every little detail that they did. And I really think that it can help with inspiring people and getting people to actually look at something from a different viewpoint, just because it's right there physically in front of them.
I think that being able to look at someone's art is almost like being able to read their journal sometimes. I think an art piece could make you smile. It could bring you to tears. I think it has a lot of potential to evoke emotions in people.
I just thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for participating in this exhibit. It's really important to me, and you three are extremely talented young women, and I know you're going to be successful, and I hope you can make it to the opening of the exhibit.
I think we're all super, super honored to have this opportunity as well, too, because this is an awesome opportunity, and thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.